Boise Police Detective Mike Moraglio tells us being trafficked is something they deal with every single minute of every single day they're in the life, not just when the sun goes down or when the lights go off.
It's important to understand that when they're in these situations, there's an expectation that they bring home money. They bring home money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to their pimp.
And he explains many of these victims are being forced into much more than just sex.
If they're not making money through providing sex and receiving cash from that, they're also expected to steal from the Johns. They're also expected to steal credit cards. They're also expected to shoplift and many other crimes. And it's all based on the expectation that all of that goes back to whoever is controlling them. And that is really what the game, which is what they call it, is all about.
And he says in some cases the life does include gangs.
One individual or several individuals, if it involves gangs, who are making money on the efforts, on the commercial sex in this case, or other crimes that are committed by the individuals who are our victims who are being trafficked. All that money goes back to those individuals, and the cycle continues and continues.
In the next segment of our series on human trafficking, we'll hear the sad but true story of children who have become victims, and it's happened right here in Boise. Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.